We're the third most active docket nationally in terms of patent cases, a little bit ahead of Northern District of California. That being said, we're a distant third from Texas. In terms of how I manage patent cases, it really starts with the clerk hiring process. Because I'm a member of the patent program, I have made sure since that membership to make sure that I have a law clerk, at least one law clerk who has a STEM degree, some litigation experience in patent law. And the reason being is that district court judges are generalists. You'll be practicing in forums with judges who have far more experience than most district court judges in terms of patent litigation. Separate and apart from my patent docket, I have 300 other civil cases and 40 criminal cases. So these cases need to be managed, and so I start with the complaint. When a complaint is filed, the law clerk, the patent law clerk, does a quick and dirty analysis of the complaint. We review the technology, we review the patent, the claims that are being made, the number of claims asserted, the types of damages that are going to be prayed for in the complaint. When an answer is filed, the same thing is done, a review of the answer, and this is placed in a short memo to me. So at the very earliest stages, I have a little bit of an understanding as to the complexity of the case. And because these cases require judicial oversight, I try to set my scheduling conference quickly, as soon as possible after a complaint and answer are filed. The goal is 180 days from the date that the complaint is filed. Because I want to know as much about the technology as possible, I combine scheduling conferences with tutorials. And I use the scheduling conference and tutorial to find out as much information about the litigants, the parties, the patent as possible. With two goals in mind, the goals at the scheduling conference and tutorial include information that's going to better help me understand the litigation, comprehend the invention that's implicated in the patent, and also help me to better manage the case. So at the scheduling conference, in my order that I send out, I ask the parties to be prepared to describe and discuss the history and description of their clients. I want to know who the clients are, a little bit about their business model. The prior relationships that the parties have. I'm looking for a detailed discussion of other litigation relating to the patents or other related patents. I want to discuss IPRs, if there's going to be an IPR petition that's going to be filed, when it's going to be filed, whether the claims in the complaint, all claims, asserted claims in the complaint are going to be included in the IPR filing. When it will be filed, and then the party's position concerning the IPR and whether there should be a stay. Damages are very important. Damages are often put to the last in terms of analysis late in the litigation timeline. I do not like to be surprised by damages. District court judges, for the most part, are ill-equipped to handle and parse complex damage issues, so I'd like to know about those issues right away. We're not economists. It was mentioned yesterday that I think academics and district court judges have little understanding of how businesses are run. I think that's probably true. That being said, that's never stopped a district court judge from opining upon a matter that the judge knows little about. So. In terms of the damage component, I'm really looking to see what's under this lost profits umbrella, and whether it includes claims for lost sales, future lost profits, price erosion, losses for unpatented items, and so forth. And then I use a scheduling conference to set the tone, to let the parties know and the litigants know that I'm there to manage the case. So I want to start the discussion regarding limiting the number of asserted claims and prior art references, limiting the number of terms that will be construed at the Markman hearing, limiting the number of experts to be called at trial. And I time manage trials. I took that hint from Judge Leonard Davis when I was when he was on the bench, and he would time manage cases, and so I've taken up on that recommendation. In reference to the tutorial, what I'm looking for in the tutorial is for the parties to keep it simple, assume I know nothing about the technology, which is generally the case. And from the plaintiff, I'm looking for, I want to hear from the plaintiff in a story format what technical problem the patent solves, and then I want them to explain how the claims go about solving that problem. From the defendant, I'm looking for a response to that and for an overview of the invalidity claims that may be made. In my standing order, I have included a portion of my standing order to require or to encourage the parties to have lawyers with 5 years or less experience participate in the scheduling conference and the tutorial. The goal here is to teach the next generation of patent litigators, and by having that in there, it's encouraged parties coming before me to have those young lawyers take part. And it's been extremely effective. The parties, generally, the litigants do not want to pay for this, but they feel pressured because it's in my standing order and it seems to be working. But overall, I reduce everything to a transcript, and then I use the transcript in the slides that have been provided in the tutorial to prepare for the claim construction. And that's pretty much